Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeu b'chinas masumatan." This explanation that we just gave also relates to the concept of earning a living. B'chinas bitochoin v'shtadlus. The concept of a person trusting in Hashem and depending on Hashem for everything versus a person's responsibility to put in their own personal effort into making certain things happen. It's explained in Sforim that it's impossible for us to be able to understand exactly how this works. Because the fact is that the most important thing is trusting in Hashem. Because it's not from the west and from here and there that you're going to get your earn your livelihood. It's Hashem who judges whom to raise and whom to lower. And that pasuk gives us the impression that there's nothing you could do about it. And despite the fact that it's completely in Hashem's hands, the Jew is required to do things. To be involved in some kind of a business or some kind of an effort in order to draw parnosa. As the pasuk says, Hashem says, I will bless you in whatever you will do. Ta'ase, implying that you have to do. Ah, so there seems to be a contradiction here. Which is it? Am I supposed to do? Or am I supposed to trust in Hashem? Rav Nosson Zal says, but this is based on what we discussed earlier. Ki ikar ho'esik shetzorech la'asek basiyas ha'masumatn hu b'shvil birur ha'nitzutzois mishvira sakelem ki yadua. The main effort that we are required to put in terms of earning a living, is in order to select and extract these sparks of Kedusha that have gotten messed up and be able to fix them up. The reason why a person has to go out into the business world, because there are sparks of Kedusha that are there, and a person is going there to lift up those sparks of Kedusha and make a tikkun for them. That selection and perfection is done through man. Therefore, the person must involve himself in some kind of a business or a trade or a parnos effort in order to be able to fix up those sparks of Kedusha. And that's how the person draws upon himself parnosa. And yet, the most important thing is the trusting in Hashem. When we talk about a person earning money and making a tikkun for that money, he has to be misaking that money or that parnosa from two types of klipos, two types of tuma, which come from the two types of kfira, the type that comes from the cholol aponoi, and the type that came from the shvira sakelim. The fixing up of the sparks of kedusha and the klipos that come from the broken kelim, the fact that we said when Hashem created it, the kelim burst and the light splattered, that's done through us. That's something that we have to do, we can do, and we must do. Because that's why man was created. We have a certain responsibility to effect a tikkun for those sparks of Kedusha. Those that fell as a result of this Shvira Sakelim. Avol birur ha-shefa me-ha-klipois ha-nimshocha mi-chol ha-ponui. However, the perfecting of the shefa from the tuma that's coming from the chol ha-ponui, ze einoi toli b'das odom. That's not dependent on us at all. That's not something that the human mind is capable of affecting in any way. The human being can't do anything. There's nothing whatsoever that we can do to affect a tikkun for those klipois attached to the shefa, the klipois that come from the cholol aponi place. The only thing we can do for that is trust in Hashem, ulahamin bo yisborach be'emunah shleima, and to believe in Hashem 100%, shehu yisborach yazmin loy parnasosei barachmal, that Hashem is going to give me my parnasa with His kindness. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that a person going out to work has to be working on two parallel paths simultaneously. On one hand, you would ask, if he believes in Hashem, then what's he going out there for? Why doesn't he simply stay home and learn, or daven, or sleep? You know, if Hashem's doing it, then why are you getting in Hashem's way by trying to find a job? And if it's you that has to do it, why do it within the constraints of Shmira Shabbos? You know, if this is an avodah for man to do, then where's Hashem's part in it? Rav Nosson Sal is explaining that you need to know that all the Shefa that's being sent down into this world has two layers of klipas on it. It's got two sets of klipas on it. One set of klipas is the klipas and tumah that comes from that cholol aponi situation. The second set is the set that comes from the shvira sakelim situation. The set that comes from the shvira sakelim situation is something that we are required to deal with and to work on. And the way that we do it is through the ishtadlus that we put in, trying to figure out what profession to go into and trying to find the right client and the right this and all the right things. That's where our moyach can work it out, can affect the tikkun for those klipos that come from shvira sakelim. Whereas the part, the klipos that are surrounding the shefa that come from the cholol aponui, for that we have to know only Hashem can help. Which means all of those circumstances which are beyond our control, which are related to the parnasa situation, that's only in Hashem's hands. Because that represents these klipos coming from this cholol aponui. And the Torah warns, V'zochartu es Hashem alikecha, don't you dare forget Hashem, but rather remember Hashem, ki hu hanoisen lecho koyach lasos choyel. Because Hashem is the one who gives you koyach lasos choyel. The targum of these words, koyach lasos choyel, is arehu yohiv loch eitzo lemikni nichsin. Hashem is the one who gives you the idea, the concept, the advice as to how to earn money. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki be'emes mi sheyesh loy moyach bekod kodoy yochel lohovin velirois shekol horevach shel kol amasu matn ho ikor hu al yidei ho eitzo shenois moyash mizborach ma lischo liknois vadim korbitoy. If a person would has any brains, Rav Nosson Zal says, the person will understand and realize that all profit, as far as a person being able to profit in business or earn a livelihood, the eitzah as to how to do it is only from Hashem. In terms of what to buy, should I invest in gold or silver or computers or real estate or food? Which is the item that's going to succeed? And which is the right timing for it? Sometimes two people invest in the same exact item. One invests in the winter, one invests in the summer. One guy's business closes down in 3 months because winter simply wasn't the season for the summer. It's a seasonal item, and the season for it is the summer. And because he tried to start up the business in the winter, it didn't go, that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the Eitzah as to what to do, that has to come only from Hashem. Because a person doesn't know what's going to be profitable. And as long as a person does not have the true advice as to what to do business with, he can work 18 hours a day or 24 hours a day, and it ain't going to matter. It's possible that every additional hour that the store's open or the business is open, he's losing more money. We know such stories, right? V'alkein, and therefore, ho'ikr hu ho'eitzah. The most important item in parnasa is the eitzah, the advice. What should I do? When should I do? That Hashem should send the right thought, the right advice into the person's mind and heart to know what item I should do business with in order that it should be profitable. That Eitzah comes only from Hashem. You could go to school from today till tomorrow and study business administration and study economics and study hieroglyphics. And it's all the same. Hashem has to give you put the thought in your mind as to where your Hatzlach and Parnos is and what you need to do to be Matzliach. It is not dependent on the person's effort whatsoever. It's only afterwards, once a person know what to do business with, the person has to go out and do it, and do the thing that Hashem has sent into his mind or heart. The advice, to be able to know what to do business with, which is the most important piece of the whole puzzle, and that's not dependent on the person's efforts. That's the step that represents the tikkun for the klipos and tumah that are coming from that cholol aponi place. Because when a person is holding in a place where they do not yet know what to do, that person's brain is in cholol aponi mode. He's empty. He doesn't know what to do. He has no idea yet what he should be doing to earn his parnasa. So at that point, he's in cholal aponi mode, and the tikkun for cholal aponi isn't brains. It's emuna bitochon. To be able to receive the seichel of what to do, that ain't something you go to school for. That's something you got to pray for. That's something you have to believe in Hashem and trust in Hashem, that if you're doing your tefillah, your emuna, Hashem is going to show you the right thing. V'yachakach, kish Hashem yisborach, meir einov. It's only afterwards, once Hashem opens the person's eyes, and Hashem gives the person a good idea as to something that should be profitable for him, then it's still up to the person to go ahead and do it and make it happen. Because Hashem wants our effort, because we are the ones designated to fix up those klipos that come from Shvira Sakelin. That's our job. That Hashem has put into our hands. The main profit and shefa is coming based on the Eitzah, based on knowing what to do, what's the right investment, what's the right direction. The same way that Hashem gives the Eitzah, He could just as easily give the shefa itself. In other words, why does Hashem have to send the concept? He could just send the envelope with the $100 bills just as easily. Rak shehu yisporach roitze ba'avoydaseinu. However, Hashem desires our avoida. He wants our effort. Kedei levarer hanitzutzos mishviras kelim. That job is reserved for us. The tikkun of stripping away the klipos from the broken kelim and drawing out those sparks of kedusha from there, that Hashem has given to man to do. Havel hakoil al yodo yisporach levad. But still, it's all in Hashem's hands. Kihu hanoisin koyach. Because Hashem is the one who gives koyach, shehu ho'etzah. The word koyach here means the advice. Shaydeze ikur horevach v'parnosa kanal. That's where the main profit comes from. That's where the main parnosa comes from. V'haklal. And therefore, to sum this up, Rav Nosson Zal says, shehu ikur hu ha'emuna v'abitochim. The most important thing is faith in Hashem and trust in Hashem. Achaf al pikein. However, despite that, tzrichim lasois eze esik. A person has to put in some effort, kidei levarer hanitzutzos mishivrei kelim, in order to fix up those sparks of kedusha from the broken vessels, where Hashem has made that dependent on our efforts. Avul be'emes, but the truth is, ikra hashefa mi'ashem yizborach levad beli asiyasenu klal, rak al yidei ho'emuna bitochen. The main shefa comes from Hashem. Without our effort at all, our effort is baloney. The shefa comes from Hashem via emun and bitochin. And until a person has succeeded at having removed the cholal aponi klipos, he has no idea what to do at that point. We said the cholal aponi is a place where there's no light, which means there's no seichel. The person is in a mode where he has no idea what to do. As the Gemara makes a statement, a person has no idea what to make money on. Avol kishemamin. However, when a Jew believes shegam shom becholol aponui Hashem yisborach nimtza, that even within the cholol aponui Hashem is to be found. In other words, when a person is feeling blank, he has no idea whatsoever to do, what to do, which means he has no brain. And instead of saying, oh, so this shows that Hashem is not with me, this shows that Hashem is in the Himalayas. And instead of drawing that conclusion, he says, no, I don't believe that at all. I believe that Hashem is here, despite the fact that I don't feel His presence, because my brain is on zero right now, my brain is empty, I feel I have no idea what to do, which seems to be coming from an absence of Hashem. No, I don't believe that whatsoever. I believe that Hashem is present everywhere, even in me, Mr. Cholol Aponui, even me, Mr. Emptiness, I believe Hashem is in me also. When a person shows that faith in Hashem, that Hashem is found in the Chol Aponi also, Hashem will show him the Eitzah that he needs. That's how Hashem will give him the Eitzah that he needs for Parnosa. Because with his emuna, with his faith in Hashem and trust in Hashem, he strips away the covering of the klipois of cholol aponui that are blocking his shefa. Once he's done that, now he's got to go out there and work with brains in order to make that second tikkun, which is the stripping away of the klipois that come from shiras hakelim from his shefa, from his parnosah.